Good morning. Appreciate God's faithfulness. Depending on Him yet again. Realize yet one more time I can't do anything without Him. So I certainly covered your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Have a thought. Share this morning. I had thought maybe that we would have continued on the promises, but it seemed like the Lord was bringing other things to my mind, so we'll pick up on that one later. Sometimes I believe God gives seasonal messages. So the thought this morning is a heart of thanksgiving. And considering this thought this morning, this is what God is really interested in, is in a heart of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes we can maybe express thanksgiving. I know this time of year, the world in general kind of sets it aside. And maybe even if throughout the whole year they're not maybe as thankful and grateful as they should be, this time of year, it's like the world in general, well, I'd say the United States, I guess it's it was one of our holidays, that we can at least take some time out to be thankful. But you know what? God is interested in more than a once in a year expression of thanksgiving. We think about the many, many ways that God blesses us day after day, time after time. You know, it's something that we can have within our hearts. We can have a thanksgiving that's within our hearts that just comes out almost on its own. And you know what? It's something that it can come out not just in the good times, but even in the difficult times of life, in the struggles of life, even in those times, we can have a heart of thanksgiving. I'm going to tell on myself a little bit. It's about having a heart of thanksgiving. You know, there's time that I go and get a little exercise. And the whole point of going to get a little exercise is just that, to get a little exercise. But, you know, in getting exercise, I participate in some games from time to time. And, you know, just like most of us, when you participate in a game, you like to win. I mean, most people. If we raised our hands this morning and said, when you play a game, do you play to lose? I would be surprised to see hands go up. Most of the time, no matter what you're doing, you're playing to win. So the games that I play and exercise, I play to win. But you know, I was having a little frustration yesterday because I felt like playing in a particular game that we should have won, that we lost. But you know what? Really, again, at the end of the day, I say, Lord, I got a little exercise, thank the Lord, and I didn't get hurt. Amen. So if I go and get those two things accomplished, and if I lose every game, thank the Lord. I can have a heart of thanksgiving even in natural things like that. So I need the Lord to help me. You know, this scripture, there's a scripture in 2 Timothy, the second chapter and the sixth verse. It talks about the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. So I want y'all to know, if you've heard this before and you'll hear it again, that we stand up here as ministers of God and preach the word of God, but you know we're preaching to ourselves. So I want you to know this morning, I need this. So I'm talking to me this morning. I need to, before I can, it's twofold, really. As I deliver what I believe God has given me to deliver, I need to eat of it myself. So I desire your prayers that I would take this to heart, that I would have a heart of thanksgiving as I go through this life. Thinking about that word, thanksgiving, it's defined as a public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. The act of giving thanks, a prayer expressing gratitude. I think about that first portion of that definition, a public acknowledgement. I think about opportunities that we have. We have prayer meeting every Wednesday night, don't we? And we have an opportunity to express our thanksgiving to God for all of the things that he does for us, whether small or great. You know, all of it is worthy of his thanksgiving. And that's part of having a thanksgiving heart. And you really, when you think about when we get up and express on Wednesday night our thanksgiving to God, it serves a dual purpose. Because the first thing that it does is it reminds me and it reminds you of the things that God has done for you. Sometimes it helps to hear you say it. I mean, you know it in your heart and you experienced it, so you know all about it, but just you speaking it, it has an effect. And not only that, really, I think about it now, it's a three purpose now, because it gives the devil a blow. So it gives the devil a blow, it encourages you, and then the third thing is it encourages all of us too, because we want to hear about it. We want to hear about the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, because we can be encouraged with you and for us knowing that God is no respecter of persons. And the things that he does for our brothers and sisters, knowing that he will do that for us. Amen. So it's a good reminder for us, and it's encouragement to others, and it also gives the devil a blow. There's two scriptures, just to put that, to give backing to that verse of why, what the purpose of testimonies are. I would like my wife, if she could get 1 Chronicles 16 and 8. And then I would like someone else, Sister Sharon, if you could get Psalms 105 and 1. And I would like you both to read this scripture at the same time.
Give thanks unto the Lord, to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people.
Oh! was it just me, or? But those words seem like identical. Exactly the same. All right. Chronicles, as according to the Bible scholars, was written by Ezra. And Psalms, we know, was written by David. And it's my understanding there was about several hundred years in between the times of these writings. So God inspired two servants of his with the same words. Now, what did it say again?
Give thanks unto the Lord.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Amen. That sounds familiar too, because that's one of the scriptures Brother Johnson talks about quite a bit. Yes. Talks about making known the deeds unto the people. So that's our responsibility. Having a heart of thanksgiving is when we have opportunity to be able to make known the deeds and the blessings that God has done for you. How dare you keep those to yourself? I want to hear about it. Thank the Lord. Hey, that's an encouragement to me when I hear about God working in your life, in all of our lives. It's an encouragement. We can't keep those things to ourselves. And now that I'm thinking about it, I got to tell something that God did for me recently. Just some little thing. You know, sometimes we think about God as a great big God and, well, this thing is so small that it doesn't matter. But it does. This happened yesterday. I was something with my car. It's a lot of your vehicles have this little coin pocket, right? It's a little thing that you can pop and it comes out. You can put coins in and you close it. So I opened mine yesterday, got some coins out, and I put the coins back in and I went to close it and it wouldn't close. I'm like, what? Huh? What's going on here? What happened? And I'm fiddling with it and trying to, what's okay? What's going on? Is something not catching? What is it here that it's not engaging? You know what I did? I said a little prayer. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about the great God of heaven, the one that created the world. And here's some brother over here in Dallas that got some little issue with his car. But you know what happened. I don't even have to tell you what happened. What you think did, what happened the next time I pushed that thing in? It went on in and caught. And you know, I had a little moment yesterday, later in the day, where like the enemy was like, he might not even be fixed. So you know what I did later? I took, pushed it out. It came out, pushed it back in. Thank the Lord. Amen. You know, it's so silly things like that. But that's an encouragement. It's going to, you know, God is good. Even some little simple thing like that. Make known his deeds among the people with a heart of thanksgiving. Part of that verse said, the definition of thanksgiving, a prayer expressing gratitude. All of us know about that scripture that talks about pray without ceasing. Yeah. Now, when you think about it this way, if you have a heart of thanksgiving, that's easy then, right? That praying all the time is easy because I'm going throughout the day just thanking the Lord for everything. And it's a continual thing because it's down in my heart. And I can't help but to let it just comes out without almost even, you don't even think about it. You just say, thank the Lord. Yes. We're going to look into, by the help of the Lord, we're going to look into his word. And we're going to learn about how we can have a heart of thanksgiving. Yes. You know, as we look through these scriptures, they're not new. I'm sure there's not going to be scriptures that you say, oh, I've never heard that scripture before. It's the same scriptures. But you know what's good is for us to be reminded from time to time. And God can help us and bless us each one to be able to have a heart of thanksgiving. Ephesians. The fifth chapter, the 20th verse.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God.
And the Father in the name of our Lord.
And the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's two words that really stick out in my mind in that verse. One of the words is always.
Yes.
Yeah. Always.
Amen.
Not once a year. Not once a week. Not when God does something wonderful and great for me. It said, always.
Yes.
So that's something that, I'm thinking about, there's a song that talks about having praise ever be on my lips.
Yes.
Praise is thanksgiving to God. So I can have that always. This is instruction that we have given in God's word. The other word that really sticks out in this verse is all things. All? All? What is all? That's just the all. That means all the good things. All things? Even when I'm, thank you, Lord, getting on the freeway and somebody won't let me on. Thank you, Lord. You go to get in a line at the grocery store and somebody walks right in front of you with a cart full. Thank you, Lord. All things. Yes. Amen. This is his instructions.
Yes.
We're talking about having a heart of thanksgiving, and in order to have a heart of thanksgiving, this is what we need to do.
Yes.
Continually. This is what God does to us. Whether we realize it or not, God is continually loading us with benefits.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Think about just the benefits from today.
Yes. Amen.
You here. So you woke up.
Yes.
You climbed out of the bed. You was able to dress yourself.
Yes.
You got here some kind of way. These are all benefits. Thank you, Lord. And you had a willingness and a mind to come into the house of the Lord. That's a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me a mind to want to come and worship you. That's something that we can't take for granted. There's some empty seats here this morning. So everybody didn't have that mind. Maybe some are not able, and we understand that. But that's a blessing. Thank you, Lord. And what did I do to deserve any of those things? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, Lord, I give you thanks. I want to have a heart of thanksgiving because you have given me unmerited bounties just over and over and over again. One writer said, throughout the whole course of our life, give thanks for all things, spiritual blessings, for temporal mercies, our comforts. We ever just thank the Lord for, thank you, Lord. I mean, things that we don't even think about. Oh, I'm hungry. Most of us have refrigerator full of food, cabinet full of food. Or if we don't want, we say, I don't want any of that. Got some money in our wallet, we can go somewhere and within 5 minutes be feasting on something else. That's all comforts. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Those are blessings.
Yes.
You know, Who had anything to do with where they were born and what era they were born in and what country they were born in?
Yeah.
There's people all over the world that would fight for your leftovers sometimes that we throw away.
That's
true.
That we go through and look and I don't want that, I don't want that. They would be just standing there like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
What did I have to do with it? I could be over in some other country somewhere right now. Thank you, Lord. Your sanctified afflictions. Lord, help me.
Yes.
You know what I find myself doing when I'm hurting? In some kind of way, it makes me more thankful for being well.
Amen.
Yes.
When I'm hurting, sometimes this is a time of season, you can catch colds and things like that. And you just asleep at night, just to be able to breathe through your nose when you're sick. It's like, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. You know what? So sometimes we need little things to help us remind us, help us to be thankful for his sanctified afflictions, as the writer says. His instances of God's kindness and favor toward others. We can be thankful for that too. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace to our loved ones, to our family, to your creation. We can be thankful for that as well. It's our duty in everything to give thanks. I want to be found at my post of duty.
Yes.
If I have a heart of thanksgiving in order to have it, always, all things. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18.
And everything give thanks.
In everything, give thanks.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Concerning you.
Concerning you. It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe the words are maybe positioned a little differently, but you find the key words again in here. In everything, give thanks. Everything. So if we missed it the first time, maybe we didn't quite understand the meaning of all things. It's written a little different this time. Everything. And notice, this is one thing I noticed as I was reading that. Do you notice how the words are divided there? Everything.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Everything. And then God inspired this writer with a little extra. This is the will of God.
Yes.
We sung the song, I Surrender. We surrender our will to God. This is his will. His will is for me to give thanks in everything. That's how I can have a heart of thanksgiving. Lord, I want to do your will. Prosperity and adversity will be equally helpful. That's what the writer said. Talked about that a little bit this morning in Sunday school. If we didn't have troubles and trials, how are we going to grow? Right? So how do we look at things as we go through this life? If we have a heart of thanksgiving, we're thanking God in both of those, in the adversity and in the prosperity. For this is the will of God. It's his will that we should always have a heart of thanksgiving. Ever be in the spirit of prayer and profit by every occurrence in life. There's two words that go together here, gratitude and obedience. They're connected. And that's part of us having the willingness, as is mentioned here in this verse. In everything, give thanks, because it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's look at another scripture in Romans. Trying to give us the tools by the help and grace of God to enable us to have a heart of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Romans 6:17.
But God be thanked
that
ye were the servants of sin.
Ye were the servants of sin.
But ye have obeyed from the heart.
But ye have obeyed from the heart.
The form of
that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Think about that verse. If for no other reason, God is to be thanked because he's delivered me.
Yes. Amen.
I'm redeemed. Yes. Not because of anything that I did. It's because what he did for me.
Yes.
So I can thank him for that on a daily basis throughout the day. Thank you, Lord. I'm redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
When I recognize my previous condition and the state that I was in and where I am now, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
What a wonderful transformation that's taken place in each and every one of our lives. Each one that has surrendered their life to God. There's a difference.
Yes.
You ever think back, maybe, and wonder what your life would be like now if you hadn't surrendered yourself to God? Something to be thankful for, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. I don't know where I would be. You know, I finally yielded to him. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
Amen.
Don't know where I would be. This is what the Amplified says about that verse. It says, but thank God, though you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient with all of your heart to the standard of teaching in which you were instructed and to which you were committed.
Yes.
So think about just that in itself. The transformation of being a slave to sin,
yes.
And now you're willingly obedient.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Only God could do something like that.
Yes.
We couldn't have done it ourselves.
That's true.
We were bound, held captive by the enemy of our soul. But Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to break the chains that bound us. Thank the Lord. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm willingly obedient to Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus, for that wonderful transformation that you made in me. Because I did nothing to deserve it. And I had nothing to do with it. It's just thousands of years ago, you died on the cross before I was even thought of. You was thinking about me and a transformation that you wanted to make in my heart and life. Thank you, Jesus. That's something that we can't thank him enough for that. Talking about a heart of thanksgiving when we think about that. You ever down and discouraged? Maybe the enemy's just coming at you. Just remind yourself of that. Where would I be without the Lord? If I was still a slave to sin. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We thank God also because who else deserves the credit?
Yes.
We sing the song, to God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory for all he has done for life and salvation, the gift of his son.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
To him it is due.
Yes.
His help is unfailing. Yes. To us he is true.
Yes.
So who else we gonna praise? He's the one that's do it.
That's true.
We didn't do any of it for ourselves. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
There's a verse in Ephesians 4:20. You can get that on your own, but that talks about giving God the glory.
Yes.
You wonder, a lot of songs that we sing that's based on scripture, that's what that one's based on.
All right.
God be the glory for all he has done.
Yes.
I don't deserve, nobody else deserves any other credit, only God.
Yes.
And even if we tried to think that we deserve some of it ourselves, who gave you the strength?
That's right.
Who gave you the mind and the ability to just be able to think? It all comes from God.
Yes.
All he had to do was put our finger on, he put his finger on us, and he'll help us to know. I'm reminded of, was that Saul when he was on his way to Damascus, and that light shone down from heaven. Blind, God put his finger on him, didn't he?
Yes.
God could do that for us.
Yes.
Make us what we couldn't see. Just be thankful. Have a heart of thanksgiving. He deserves the praise. He deserves the honor and the glory. Because it's all because of him. Psalms 92 and 1.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
And to sing
praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's good for me. It's good for me to give thanks to the Lord. I want a heart of thanksgiving. You know, a lot of times we're just in life in general. Don't you like to do things that are good for you? Right? One thing I don't do enough that's good for me, Lord help me, I need to get more sleep. It's good for me. I know it's good for me, but I don't do it all the time. Lord help me. But it's good for me. It is good for me to praise the Lord.
Yes.
So I need to do it.
Yes.
If for no other purpose, because it's good for me.
Yes.
You know what we can do sometimes? Realize that when we're praising the Lord, when we have a heart of thanksgiving, it shifts our focus away from other things.
Yes.
We're not so focused on maybe things are not going the way we think they should go or how they ought to go. When we have thanksgiving on our hearts. You know, no matter what our life is like, there's probably somebody who's worse off than you. And who's to say that's not you instead of them? It's nothing but the mercy of God. It's good for me. And it pleases God. That's two things that I want to do, right? I want to do something that's good for me, and I want to please God. I can get both of those all in one with a heart of thanksgiving.
Yes.
We are called upon to encourage and praise God.
Yes.
It's a good thing to give thanks.
Yes.
It's our duty. It's the tribute that we pay to Almighty God.
Yes.
That's our tribute. Our praise to him, our thanksgiving to him is our tribute for all that he has done. For all the mercies that we have received. And you know what? Don't you think that makes God happy? Let me ask you this. Do you think God Almighty would be more likely to bestow more blessings upon you if you gave him praise and thanks or if you didn't? Parents, when you have a child that's so thankful and grateful for the things that you provide, the things that you do for them, doesn't that just... I mean, you have an obligation as parents anyways to supply their needs and take care of them, but isn't it more joyful when they appreciate it?
Yes.
God We're created in his image. So you want God to bless you in the future? Praise him now.
Yes.
That's a benefit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, even though I don't deserve any of it. Thank you, Father. There's a verse in Philippians, the 4th chapter, and the 6th verse, something that I always make reference to, and you maybe wonder where it came from. You know, so we've been talking about thanksgiving unto God, and that's wonderful. But God is not just limited to that. We are still able to ask him things, aren't we? That's a privilege that we have as well. But you know what? There's some instruction that we're given, even when we ask things of God, how we should ask them. What's it say there in Philippians 4 and 6?
Be careful for nothing.
Be careful for nothing.
But in everything,
by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
So even in the times that we find and it's going to happen to all of us, we all have to come to God for something. But when we come to him, what is our attitude? How do we approach him? Are we approaching him with, Lord, I'm so thankful for your many and your wondrous blessings that you have bestowed upon me that I don't deserve.
Yes.
But I thank you for them, Lord. And I want you to know I appreciate every single one.
Yes.
But loving Father, I need you right now.
Yes.
I need you, Lord.
Yes.
Just think about how that's what he desires of us. Even when we come to him and it's all right. We're going to stand in need of help from the Lord. But when we come to him, our thanksgiving be made known first. Acknowledge our thanksgiving. So when we take prayer requests, what do we start with? Thanksgiving, right? That's where this comes from. Thanksgiving first, Lord, for everything that you already done for me. But Lord, I need some more help. And that's all right. That's a privilege that we have to be able to come to God. It's just he wants us to come with the right attitude for his innumerable favors that each and every one of us has received. And the writer says, from dangers, evils, and deaths, turn aside. Do you ever think about how many things God has spared us from?
Yes.
He got angels camping round about us, steering us away from certain things. We're not even aware of. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me in the times that I don't even know. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to speak to the children here a little bit. Y'all are not exempt. Something that can start at a young age.
Yes.
Pay attention, children.
Amen.
You always want to be thankful. You always want to be grateful.
Yes.
And if you find yourself, if you recognize yourself, that you know what, what kind of individual you are, children. You know how you are. And if you find maybe you're not as thankful and as grateful as you should be, you know what you can do? You can ask God to help you.
Yes.
You can say, Lord, help me to have more gratitude and appreciation.
Yes.
Again, did you have a choice in being born in the family that you were born in? You got two parents that love you and care for you. We have a sister, Audrey, works in the foster system. How many hundreds, thousands of children don't have loving parents?
Amen.
Don't have somebody to care for them, to run to when they're hurting. But for the mercy of God, you could be in some other family. So if you find yourself not having a thankful attitude and heart, ask the Lord to help you. Because you want, that's something that if you get that while you're young, that'd be so wonderful and helpful for you. Because as you go further on in life, you'll be a step ahead. God can cultivate that within you and help you to have a heart of thanksgiving, and it can just carry on throughout your life. God can help, and He will. We've endeavored by the grace of God to give us the tools that we need to be able to have a heart of thanksgiving. Now I have a challenge. And this challenge is for me. It's something that I've done in the past, but you know what? As I was thinking about it, I haven't done it in a while. Lord, help me to do this more often. I want you all to try something. I don't ask any when, but just think about this. When you get on your knees to pray, or when you're calling out and communing with God, don't ask Him for anything. Just give Him thanks. Just have a prayer of thanksgiving. I hope and pray you pray for longer than a minute. Thanksgiving. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And you can just go on and on and on and on and on and just thank Him and then say amen. Yeah. And then the next time when you go to prayer, you can say thanksgiving again. Then you can ask Him for what you need. All right. I desire your prayers. I want to have a heart of thanksgiving and practice what I'm preaching. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. One other thought as I think about it. This was made mentioned in Sunday school this morning. Just came back to my mind. There was mentioning about Paul and Silas. These brothers was doing the will of the Lord. Following what they felt God wanted them to do. And people start lying on them. And they ended up in jail. We know the story. They was put in prison. They was beaten. Their backs were, it's in Acts, the 16th chapter of Acts, if you want to read it, 20 through 25. Their backs were bleeding and just, they was tore up. But you know what they was doing at midnight? Most of us at midnight is knocked over sleep. Especially if you had been through what they had been through, all beaten and sore and achy and hurting. At midnight, they were singing praises unto God. You talking about a heart of thanksgiving? Lord, help me to have that by your grace and by your strength. Again, appreciate your time and your attention this morning.